This man has arrived at the same conclusion of the great controversy, though he's not an Adventist, and he's defended it from a very sound way, as you'll see. And with this book are two tapes of the interview that I went and had with this man. So this sells for $20 in the United States, and we're selling this and the two tapes for £12, which is far less than £20 if you would include the price of the tapes, and I don't know how it breaks down, but I don't have that many, but I hope they all go here because this is a worthwhile book. Now to our study. We've been going through the Great Controversy, of course, demonstrating that this book that has been in existence for over 120 years, roughly, is now being fulfilled before our very eyes. And as we bring it to a conclusion tonight, and I know that if any of you out there have listened to presentations that I do, prophetic presentations on audio tapes, or the last time I was here, that you may have heard along the way some of the same emphasis on different things that you've heard before, but it's difficult not to do that because I'm pulling passages out of the Great Controversy that I emphasize in different studies. So I apologize if some parts have been a little bit repetitious for you, but repetition is good when we're trying to learn things, so I'm not too threatened by that. But beyond simply trying to lift up the Great Controversy to us and tell us that this is the book of the hour, and beyond trying to demonstrate that we are right here where the Great Controversy said we would be just before Rome strikes and the Sunday law hits, what I've been trying to do is build a foundation for where we're going to begin in the tomorrow and the next day, looking at a passage out of Daniel that clearly demonstrates that the Sunday law is imminent. And the reason that I wanted to do this first is to demonstrate that we could have, when we go through the part in Daniel, we could have understood from Daniel over 10 years ago that the Sunday law was imminent before some of these things that are taking place today so clearly had got this far along. We could have known the Sunday law was on its way 15 years ago fairly easily from Bible prophecy, just from Bible prophecy. And if we would recognize that, it's designed by God to bring the final revival. So as we go through our look at Daniel tomorrow night and onward, it will be with the point of reference that, brothers and sisters, what Daniel was saying for us here at the end of the world is underway. The events that it's identifying are just about here. So that was the purpose of starting with this overview of Great Controversy.